Was a funny joke.
No, no,
All
it's
right.
not. No, it's not. If
Well,
someone deep sighs at your joke, it's not a funny joke. You don't even have to, you don't
depends
have to
on
defend it.
depends on what's going on with you that day. Okay. Well, what's our episode about?
Do you still fake laugh at jokes? Because I don't.
I don't know.
If your boss told you a joke, would you fake laugh at the joke?
I'd be like, yes.
I don't. I just go,
delightful.
My boss described me as someone who never laughs, and I thought that was really funny.
Oh, wow. Maybe it's like, oh, I only laugh at funny people. I do. People do that. Like they think that you not laughing. I guess maybe I don't laugh as much as it because it's just like, oh yeah, you're supposed to be funny, and I'm like, I don't think it's funny. Like I'm not being a jerk.
Yeah,
I'm just
it's
like,
only like I'll give a polite laugh if it's like a sincere thing that he said, but most of the time he's just being annoying, and so I just
right.
go,
Ugh.
and I don't fake laugh
Ugh.
anymore because I do not feel the need to fake laugh.
No, it's no good. Fake laughing.
Yeah.
That's cruel, I think, and
It is
unkind.
cruel. People should have to learn from you not laughing that their
Yeah.
jokes aren't funny.
And then maybe their jokes will get funnier.
Yeah, that see, all that you're doing is helping.
Yeah.
And then sometimes he'll get a genuine laugh out of me, and I think that that means the world. Because his life revolves around me. I'm sunburned to hell.
Okay.
Oh. I came home from my Lafayette last night, or not, it was not the nighttime, obviously, because I still had time to get sunburned. So it was like maybe midday, and it's like the fucking nicest last 2 days outside. So I was
Right,
like, I'm just
right.
gonna lay in my hammock. And at first, that was a wonderful idea. But then I fell asleep in my hammock, and
No.
I woke up just, I could see it. I was red as fuck. And it
Ooh.
got so bad on my arm that it like swelled. I thought I was
Ooh.
dying. Anyway, I'm at the point though. I feel really bad because my cat keeps trying to jump on my lap, but it hurts like
Yeah.
fucking hell whenever he does. So I'm like, what the fuck? No! And he looks at me like, what?
Oh, I always do this.
Why does it hurt so?
My cat will not let me sit down. This is cat talk up front. We always do cat talk. So
We always
if
do
you
cat
don't,
talk. We love
if you're
our
one of
cats.
those rubes that will comment on our videos and our podcasts, that.
Yeah, I'm sick of the one guy that's just like, cat talk.
Oh my God.
Kill me.
We
All right,
released
tell me
the schedule
tell
earlier.
me about your cat.
What was I saying about the cat?
I had just told you that whenever I my cat can't sit on my lap right now because he keeps
Oh.
jumping on my leg and it burns.
We got a big cat. It's like part Maine Coon. You know the cat that looks like that. It's Maine Coon, but it doesn't have the cool ears, just regular ears.
I know the cat. I know the cat.
You know the cat. Very sweet, very cute cat, very big cat. Also will not, very loving, but will not let you sit anywhere without coming up. And this cat does not know how to sit on a human being, so it will sit on your chest and stick his
Oh
head in your
yeah,
face
Chewy does that too.
and then press his head against your face, and you're just like, I can't do this. I love you, I want you, but the thing is, and I feel bad, but you have to do it. I have to keep pushing. I push him away 3 times, and then what he does is he stands on the other side of the couch, and he'll kind of look at me for a long time, and then he'll slowly approach, and he reaches his paw out and puts
Yep.
it on my leg, and then I'm like, okay, I'm not going to push you out, and then he'll come a little closer, and they'll just sit there, and it's very nice. And we have a nice time when he does that, but every time it takes that
See,
much
my
time.
cat still wouldn't take that. He'd just be like, all right, he'll get there and then he'll slowly inch up to where he was before. And I'm like, why can't we compromise? I feel like my neighbors probably hear me yelling every once in a while and they're like, what is this girl's problem? So I'll just be like, why can't we compromise? Why can't you just sit there?
I know.
They probably
That's
think
the
I'm
thing.
in some kind of insane relationship.
Yeah. Why can't we?
Why can't you sit there? Why is that not a good place to sit? Oh, God, she's awful.
Yeah.
That guy can't sit anywhere.
Every time he tries to sit down, she's driving him. Yeah.
I hear my neighbor
Driving him
yelling all the
away.
time. She does not like when people sit in places that she does not want them to sit.
We do have a gamer guy close to us, so every once in a while we do hear just like just the noises like that. I'm like,
raw.
It is.
Is
It's
that
just like
that's a gamer noise?
It has to be. I haven't confirmed this, but it's like, to me, it sounds like when a gamer guy is like gets frustrated or like just these spikes in like anger, you know? And it's not there. It's a weird time, so it's not like a sporting event, you know. And I've checked the calendar. And I'm like, what sport could this be? I've checked out the
I like
calendar.
that. Is funny to me though. Like someone's like yelling, you check the calendar. No rugby.
Yeah.
No hockey.
What's this guy
What is
yelling
he
about?
yelling about?
So
Oh
I'm
my
convinced.
God! It's women's soccer. He's upset.
It's yeah, it's women's like European League soccer that he watches late at night. Yeah, I don't know. I assume, I hope, every once in a while there's a lady in there that yells.
That's good.
So there's, you know, equal opportunity.
Yeah, that's what you
Yelling.
want to hear. You don't want to hear one person yelling at the other person that they can't sit places. You want to hear that person yelling back, but why?
Like, why? All I want is to sit. And really, they're just sitting, and like they're sitting on top of, like, across the top of the couch and like flailing around. Like, they're just really bad at sitting as humans. How come cats have different sitting styles, but humans just sit? I guess they have different sitting styles.
Yeah, we lounge. Yeah.
I take it back. We all have different sitting
Like
styles.
I have several different ways I sit in my chair.
What hurts my feelings the most is I like to sit in the dark and stare, and people will come in and be like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm sitting. Like, sometimes I just want to think about stuff, you know?
One of my coworkers does that because he comes really early because he drops his wife off at work and then comes to work. And I think he like naps for a little bit first. But like every time he goes into the studio where we do our meetings, he's always just in there in the dark. And I'll turn on the light and he'll always be like, ah! And I'm like, what the hell are you doing every
Yeah.
time? And he's like, I like it.
I like sitting in the dark. And sometimes I like it even when I'm not, like, I'm just like thinking through things. Or I'm like, wouldn't that be nice? That kind of stuff.
It has to be dark for you to think it might be
well,
nice.
it helps because I don't know about you, but like lighting affects how I'm, you know, it's like I'm not napping, but I am kind of napping. I'm just taking a little bit of time to kind of think things through and just kind of chill out in my own brain for a little bit. And sometimes it's stupid stuff. I'm just thinking like about movies, and sometimes it's just thinking through things and, you know, preparing yourself for whatever. And
I think if I tried to do that when it's dark, I'd just fall asleep because I'm the kind of person that can just fall asleep. Like it doesn't take me any time at all. Like I don't have to sit there and wait to fall asleep. I'm out. If I'm ready to go to sleep, I'm out. So as soon as it's like dark, I'm just asleep. And then I think what you're explaining would just put me into those naps you don't want to be in at like 2 p.m. because you wake up at like 5 and you're like, fuck.
It has to be an hour. If it's anything beyond an hour, those are the worst naps because you feel like you're not adapting correctly to the world anymore.
It just feels like you didn't get enough sleep the night before if it's like a
Yeah.
longer nap. And
And
then
you
it feels like you woke up late and then you didn't sleep.
I get that where it's like the light hits me weird and like I just feel very groggy and lightheaded and like just a little like I'm just kind of I feel like wavy, you know? I feel like I'm in a swimming pool or something. Yeah, I naps are weird because I always want to take a nap, but I'm not someone who can fall asleep unless it's nighttime. And when it's nighttime, I'm out. But any other time, I'm like, even if I'm trying to take a nap, sometimes I'll accidentally fall asleep taking a nap. But usually, what taking a nap means for me is going into my brain zone in the dark, in the bed, you
The
know?
brain zone. Welcome to the brain zone.
Where my thoughts dance around, where my thoughts dance around.
So
I
we're
still
recording on a Monday, which is different. So how is your
Happy
weekend?
Memorial Day next weekend.
It's Earth Day. Is it
Fuck.
Memorial Day next weekend?
No, sorry. Do not freak out. Memorial Day is at the end of May, not the beginning. I always mix that up.
Damn it, I thought I had an extra day
Oh
off.
shit. I really screwed it up for you.
You really
You
screwed
asked me a
up.
question.
I asked you how your weekend was.
How my weekend was?
Yeah.
Okay, let me think back to my weekend
It
and
was
think what I did.
yesterday and the day before.
Sunday was chill. Saturday pretty chill. Damn it.
Friday, not chill.
Friday was
Damn it.
chill. Friday was chill.
Thursday?
Thursday was
Damn it.
chill.
Okay.
Thursday was chill.
Do you not remember what you did?
I do remember, but I'm trying to make it interesting and I don't think I can.
Oh, okay.
I'm kind of rearranging it in my brain. I've been playing a game called Alundra that came out for the PlayStation 1. And Alundra is a Zelda. It's a 2D Zelda, is what it is, right? It's just a 2D Zelda made by some other people. And it's pretty cool. It's kind of janky. It's hard, I think, mostly because it's janky, right? And some of the stuff I'm like, I wish Zelda had this, and some of the stuff I'm like, I wish this was more like Zelda. So that's my review of Alundra so far.
Interesting.
But I am liking it. Hung
You
out with
told me to play Outer Worlds, and nobody cares about me playing Outer Worlds at all. So
Who doesn't
I'm gonna
care?
no, like nobody
I'll
that I've
fight them.
told, yeah, nobody that I've told seems to care at all.
Did they say, "Have you played The Last of Us?" when you tell them you play
No, they don't
Outer?
say anything. They just say, "Wow, that's okay," and then they go back to anything else.
They say, "Wow, that's okay."
Yeah, every person that I've said has said, "Wow, that's okay."
It's not a mind-blowing game, but I do like it a lot, so
Yeah,
I
I'm
don't
used
know.
to people being at least excited that you're playing a game, but this is the first one where you're like nobody cares. All right, and then
Yeah.
you hung out with who?
It doesn't matter who I hung out with. I hung out with my friend Caleb and we had a good time. But
Does Caleb live in Chicago?
we hung out online.
Oh.
But
I don't know why that was an awkward pause. You can hang out online.
no, I didn't think it's awkward. I'm
Oh.
just adjusting. My brain is doing a lot of adjusting at the moment.
I see.
Yeah, we did hang out
Tell
online.
K tell Caleb that I'm playing Outer Worlds. See if
He'll
he's
be like,
excited.
okay. I like Outer Worlds.
That's okay.
That's okay. I think it is just, it's not just okay. Okay. It's beyond okay. It's pretty good.
Okay.
It to me, it is the most Fallout. Like it's more Fallout than some of the newer Fallouts, and it's more Fallout than Starfield, and it's weird, and I think it looks pretty cool, and it feels good, and for the most part, I liked the missions, and I liked the humor, which you know some of those games I'm kind of annoyed with it, and I like better how the dialogue is set up because some of those. Oh, I'm talking about Fallout 4, right? But the Fallout 4 has this wheel. It has this wheel where you similar to Outer Worlds, where you select what your dialogue option is, right? And then the but instead of Outer Worlds, where you just select what you want to say, and then the other character starts talking because you just read what you're saying, it makes you listen to that dialogue, and it's like, why do you, what are you doing here? I already heard this because I read it, you know. I don't know. I just always I hated that it slows everything down. I think that Outer Worlds kind of speeds all that stuff up. It's very brisk, I think, right?
Well, I'm still excited to play it, but I get sad. Like it's more fun for me to play a video game when I can update at least one person about it. I guess I can update you, but I like playing a level and then being like, I just played this level. I like to converse as I'm going through something. If someone asks me to watch a TV show, I like to update them on the TV show as I go through. That's what I like to do. So if I'm playing a video game, I like it to be one that someone already played and liked, so that I can be I just did this, and then I can be like, that I remember that. That's all I need.
Save everything you do, and we'll have an Outer Worlds corner, because I just started it again not too long ago.
Okay, so I'll update you, I guess, and then I'll have fun. Because, the last couple games I played were like that, because I played Ace Attorney, which a person on Twitter played. And so, every time I get, to a place, I'd, post a screenshot and we could talk about it. So I'm not done with that game, though. I stopped, after, the third case, because it's just a lot of reading, and I got bored.
Yeah,
but it was fun, updating somebody.
It's a game I don't think that you have to feel like, because I only got through the first case and I really liked it, but it's a game where I think that you just kind of have to be like, oh, I just need something to do to kill some time.
Yeah, I guess that's it. I'll probably play it again if I'm at next work trip. I'll probably just take the Switch with me because it is fun. And then you kind of have to think stuff through.
Yeah.
But sometimes I do get stuck and I just look up the online guide and I'm like, what the fuck do they want me to say? Because I'm not saying the right word. And then they're always like, no, go back. You do it. And I'm like, no, this is what he said. And I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's it's totally rad.
It's totally rad is what I was saying. Yeah.
Sorry, I got lost for a second. No, it's a good game, but you should, because there are games where I do get in the mindset or have been in the mindset where I'm like once you started a game, I'm like, well, I'm playing this game, and I'm like, well, I want to play this. I'm like, well, I'm playing this. I'm like, that means that either A, you're not enjoying that other game that much, or B, it's not a game that you have to be playing it, right? Mm-hmm. It can be a game that you are playing just like, oh yeah, I'll pop in and play it and go through a couple levels and then I'll stop for 2 weeks and then I'll be like, oh yeah, I'll pop in there and play it. You know what I mean?
That's how I play. I think that's what my issue has always been with Zelda games, because you can't really do that with Zelda. Because once you, well, maybe you can, I don't know. But Zelda, I have to be in the zone and remember everything that people have said to me in the game and where everything is. As soon as I take a break from a Zelda game and come back and I'm like, I don't know where the fuck I am or what I've done or who these people are.
Mm-hmm.
And that just pisses me off.
It does with the 2Ds, because I do like to, but the 2Ds, I usually just play those through. I don't usually play another game while I'm playing the 2D games. But if I do, for some reason, stop and need to come back, it's one of those games where I'm just like, there's not a lot of information about where you're supposed to go next, unless you are playing it and then the character's like, oh, okay, well, you did this, now go to the next part.
Yeah, you have to remember what that fucking owl said, and he doesn't repeat it.
Yeah. And if you're lost for those, usually I'll just I'll just start over. I did start Tears of the Kingdom over recently, but that's because I was at the point in that game, I had stopped playing it for a while and I came back and I was running around. I'm like, I just kind of want to do all the stuff again. I'm ready. So I think that was a different one where I'm like, that game, I feel like you can kind of leave behind and come back. But I was like, because I did, I just started up, and I'm like, I have a general idea of what I'm supposed to do. And there's so many different little things you can do. You can kind of figure it out. And plus, the newer games, you got the thing where you can pause it and be like, what the hell was I doing? And then there it is, But yeah, old 2D Zeldas, no way.
I think the best video game, this is probably the only reason why it's fun, because people make fun of, there's people that really like these games. There's people that make fun of me for liking them, like the Quarry and Until Dawn games.
Mm-hmm.
I think that those are very fun if someone has just played it or someone's playing along with you, just because you can keep progress of who you've saved and who has died. Because that's the best part for me, where I'm just like, I just lost this person. And then they can either mourn with you or be like, that person was an idiot. You were stupid for trying to save them. I tried to play the quarry again because the first time I played the quarry, I saved a good amount of the kids. And then when I went back through, they were, I thought that I had like a whole new like system where I was like, I know what's going on now. I'm gonna save everybody. They were dropping like fucking flies. They were just dying in every scene. I was like, how could I be doing worse knowing all the information that I know?
Your instincts are better, I guess.
I guess, 'cause like yeah, like I had a, I need I wanted to save Dylan so bad, and like I had like the whole thing. Like I felt like I was smarter the first round. I don't want to spoil the game, even though it's like an old game at this point, but there's like a twist. But like there was a, I just had my instincts with what happened to Dylan, and it was like exactly what you needed to do to make sure that something didn't happen to him in the future. And I felt really, really cool for that. And then like the second time I played, like it just happened to him. He's like, he's either dead or the thing happens to him. And I'm like, I can't save this boy. I could before, I can't save this boy anymore.
You did once and now you can't. Oh, that's frustrating.
Now I can't save anybody. Everybody's fucking dead.
I've never played one of those games, so I don't know if I'd like them or not. Maybe
You
I'll try one.
might like it. Yeah, I might, well, no, I liked playing Until Dawn first. There's a little bit of a twist in that one too that was fun. Like it's more like it's not like a, you don't really have to have skill, really. It's just like
I like those
knowing when
games.
to push buttons, and
Yeah.
then it's like everything, it's like a butterfly effect game, which is fun for me, where it's like if this happens then your whole story changes.
That's
So
Outer Worlds thing as well. Fallout or those
okay,
kind of
maybe I
games.
will like it.
Those text-driven games. This is like an I think a good introduction one for those because the most of the time the decisions are pretty easy, you know. If you want to like go chaos mode, I'm sure you can do that, but then it's like most of the time you're like, okay, if depending on what kind of person you are, so there's a pretty clear cut way I want to play this. But there are a lot of different ways you can play it. You know, there's a lot of different ways you can interact with your crew members and work with their stories, and it's all based off of like there's a lot of shooting and stuff as well, but a lot of it's or a good portion of it's about decisions that you make, you know.
Yeah, and I generally don't go chaos mode in video games. I'm just trying to get everybody out alive. I think
Yeah,
that's why I
same.
don't like Pikmin, is because like you try and you try and try, you can't save those Pikmin, and I just
It's
can't handle
tough.
that.
You
Yeah.
have to kill some of them.
You do, and like it's not like it, whose battle is this, mine or theirs? Like I can't just take these, I don't know. I was like devastated the first time I accidentally brought my red Pokemon into the water, or Pikmin into the water.
Yeah.
They all just fucking die. Like I
That's
eat.
it.
It was terrifying. I don't know. I hated it.
You are landing on a planet, and then these creatures exist there, and you're like, get my stuff for me.
Yeah.
And then they
And
die.
like, yeah, you're pretty safe through the whole thing. All these like terrifying bugs are coming. You just send these little guys after them.
Yeah.
But grow a pair, you weird alien
Get
spaceman.
like a ray
I don't
gun
give
or
a shit.
something. Get a ray
Yeah, he
gun.
should help. He should help in some capacity.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I just didn't get far enough where he like starts to help. I don't know.
No, I beat the newest one, the third one. I never beat the
And he
old
never
one.
helps.
I don't think he ever helps.
I can't believe he never helps. He thinks that's fine.
I don't think he ever helps.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I don't think he ever helps.
Well, let's get, I'll tell you about my, well, I went to a wedding this weekend, which was, it was fun. I'm not going to get too far into it because I don't want to like,
Spoil the wedding for everyone who
I
hasn't
don't want to
watched it
spoil the
on.
wedding for everyone that hasn't watched it on YouTubes yet.
Yeah.
I just don't want to talk about people I don't know. But like, this was a wedding, like, the
You
girl
crashed
that
this
got me,
wedding
I crashed this wedding.
then.
I didn't know anybody there.
Yeah.
No, my best friend was in the wedding, and she's good friends with the bride. And so I've hung out with the bride
I see.
like multiple times through this friend.
Okay,
But I
fine.
wouldn't say, I think on our own, we've never hung out on our own before. So like,
Understood.
when I went, I was like, I didn't know anybody there except for my friend and her husband. And so like, she was in the bridal party, so it was just me and him. like we went to the wedding and then the reception dinner. They did seat us all three together, which was fun. But like it was such a tight-knit group that like they were not like accepting, like nobody talked to us at all. Like unless it was like these like weird like there was I don't want to get into that, but there was like these people that were like all together and they were fighting.
Oh
And
my
so like they would
gosh.
like randomly like tell us things and then just it would just like bounce back and we were just kind of like, well, let's just talk to each other. That's great.
Yeah.
And then the reception was very funny though. Like they were having like a really good time. But every time we would like get up and dance, they'd get like super into like a song. And I'd be like, everyone knows like all the words to the song. And like these people are
Yeah.
around my age. And I'm like, why don't I know any of these songs? And Meg's just like, it would be like, I'd look at her and she'd go, this is a Christian song. That's why you don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Because it would be like a Christian rock song, and I'd be like, they're all so into it, and I don't hate it. I'm just like, I've just never heard this song before.
Right.
So it was like, it was an alternate universe, and there's a lot of shit going on. Oh, the funniest part, I guess this is what I could say without like ousting anybody, but like, the dance floor was pretty like empty at this point, and like the groom was like having a blast, like dancing around, but there he was like dancing with this one other guy, and he went and requested that Maya He
Oh,
Maya
yeah.
Who that
Okay.
song. And so like him and one other guy are like doing this like weird like just funny dance to that song. But this couple that was at the table next to us like stood up and they like looked so excited that this song came on, and they go to the middle of the floor and just start slow dancing to that song. And like I was like trying not to look at Lee because he kept trying to make eye contact with me, and I was like, I can't, if I look at you I'm just gonna lose my mind.
That's hilarious.
He's like, and then like later, like we went out for drinks later, just the three of us. And he was like, they were like on the dance floor and this song came on. They're like, I guess we'll just keep dancing. They got up to dance to that
Yeah.
song.
That's hilarious.
Was so funny.
Obviously means something to them, which is
Know,
very cute, but
it's
it's funny, yeah. That that would ever be like, this is our song. This
Ooh,
meme
Maya, he is on.
from 2005 or whatever
And they
the
were slow dancing. Like it was like a very like emotional. Like I couldn't look at them. I couldn't look at Leo. I was just
That's
looking straight at the groom and
hilarious.
his friend doing like the
The
little like
stupid
kicks,
dance.
Russian
Yeah.
kicks. Yeah. So
They
yeah,
need to
so it's
recalibrate
fun.
the dancing at these things, because it's been a bummer at the last at least two I
It
went to that.
has. There were like fun times. People just leave the dance floor though if they don't know the song. This wasn't really a slow dancing song. There wasn't like a lot of older people too, which I
Yeah.
think most weddings I go to, there's like a bunch of older people like slow dancing, and then they get like weirded out when like other songs come on. But like this one was pretty like much only young people. So there was times where we'd all get like in a circle and like scream along. The bride is a big Taylor Swift fan, so there's like a
Okay.
lot of times where like all the girls were just in the middle just being like, "Here, mom."
Was this the day the new album came out?
This is the day after.
Okay.
So,
Blew it.
Bloods.
Could have been so special.
But it was fun. I don't know. There was also times because they were playing a lot of Lonely Island too, which was funny. And Bo Burnham, which it was just like a weird blend because it would play a Taylor Swift song and then like a Lonely Island song, and then like all the guys would be like, "Yeah, fuck yeah."
So they don't understand that jokes have new jokes have come out since
It did feel
2015.
like I had stepped into the past in a close-knit group, and I was describing it to other people. I was like, it felt like I was in one of those like theater experiences where you walk in and they're supposed to not acknowledge you, but like keep like talking and like making a play. That's what it felt
Yeah,
like.
that's funny. That's what it
There was like so
sounds
many
like.
rooms we kept walking into, and we were like, I don't get it. Like they wouldn't like look at us or talk to us anyway, but they would like fight, and there would be like this drama going on, and then like all the dancing, and it felt like the past. It was a
Yeah.
good time though.
It sounds interesting, at
I'm glad
least.
I went.
Not
Yeah.
boring. Yeah,
No,
well,
it was not boring.
Plus, that I went to, it was very nice. It was in a good location and it was very pretty and everything, but it was just one of these things, just like nobody was interested in the songs.
Yeah.
And it was like nobody seemed comfortable. Nobody seemed like they really knew each other. Like, it was just like we all kind of sat there and with the people we came with and waited to go home.
There, yeah,
But
not very many people dance. Like, there was a very big group of his friends that just stood and watched the entire time. I think there was only like maybe 9 people on the dance floor at the time. And the three of us would get up pretty, like, because like even like the even like the Neil Diamond Sweet Caroline is fun to sing along to with a bunch of people. So like I participate. I did the bop bop bums, even though I
Yeah.
felt like
I do
a
hate
noobs.
that song, but if it's on and you're supposed to do the bump bump bumps, I will do the bump bump
Yeah,
bumps. Because I'm
you
not a
gotta do it.
party pooper either, you know.
I'm not gonna like sit at my table and be like, I don't even know what
Oh
this
my
is.
God, this is so
Oh God.
over.
I've never been a part of something that would do this.
Yeah, I don't have
It
that.
was funny though, because like the guy that did the oh, he did fuck up. This reminded me of Grandma's funeral too. You kept making you guys kept Dad requested this of me, but you guys kept making fun of me that I just took a bunch of popular songs and got the orchestra version of them to play.
Yeah.
That's what they did at the beginning of the wedding. But like when she like was about to do her entrance, it was they started playing Creep by Radiohead in an orchestra, and like I was like, what an interesting choice. I thought
Yeah.
that this was like, and then like the officiant at the front was like, this is not correct. And then like the guy was just like, sorry, and he like started the actual song, and then we just like pretended it didn't happen, but it cracked me up because like I think we were all just like, interesting. Creep by Radiohead. Walk on down
Okay,
that aisle,
I'm
girl.
a creep. I'm a loser. What am I doing here? I don't belong here.
Was very nice once she started going down. God, I had something else. I forget. Oh, yeah, on the dance floor, it was the guy announcing the music was like, all right, the bride and groom are going to step out for a second and take a little break so you guys can go ahead and do the cha-cha slide and the Cupid shuffle. Like, we were like begging you to do it or something, and they weren't going to like participate.
Yeah.
But like,
Oh, it's
nobody
like you can do
wants
the
to do
lame
that.
shit. You can do the
Nobody
garbage,
wants to.
boring shit. We're gonna dance to Lonely Island.
But yeah, they stepped out, like we all did
Yeah.
it, but it was like, oh, like we didn't need that. I hope you know. Like,
Yeah, it's I hate that they're just like, oh, the lame stuff. Like, just like, no, it's just fun. Everybody knows it. You
it
can
is, yeah.
kind of ditch the generation gap a little bit. Like, just get over yourself and realize that some of that shit is fine, right? Like, I don't know
Some
that.
people need to be told what to do in a song. Like, I think
Or
that is
that.
like a. Like, I think it takes away a little bit of the stress when you can go on the floor, and especially if it's, I think the easier one is the Cupid shuffle, where it's
Yeah.
just like the
It
right to the
yells
right to the
the.
right left, now kick, now kick, now kick, now walk it by yourself, because you do look a little like you look like you know what you're doing, and it's not a hard dance move at
Yeah.
all,
Or you
and you
could
get to
watch
feel
someone
like,
for like one round and be like, okay, I got it.
yeah, I
And
get
then,
it.
yeah, it's, I don't, yeah, that's another level of party pooper. It's this idea that's like, oh, we do this and we're, you know, we're funny and we have, it's like, no, you just have in jokes with your friends. Welcome to any friendship. Like, that's how it works. And it's like, not,
If you
you're
want to be
not
a true party
special.
pooper, you should stand up and say this
Hello,
like
I've
in
got
whatever.
I'm not the best
Excuse
man.
me.
I wasn't
Everyone is
invited.
not special here. And I'll tell you why.
I just yeah, I don't know. It always annoys me when because I've heard people even say it's just like, oh yeah, like talk about it as if they're some sort of and then the things that they say they're into, I'm just like, that's I mean, that's a lot of people. You're just
Yeah.
a dick about the things you like and you could be cool about it and maybe more people would feel comfortable at your wedding. Sir.
I didn't feel uncomfortable. It was just obvious that
Right.
like they didn't, and then like I even like I said that, and Meg's just like, all these people are just very socially awkward. I was like,
I know
okay.
that's part of it too. Like,
Yeah.
I understand that that's part of it. I'm just saying that's another thing that you kind of have to get over. And, you know, It's just
Yeah, because I could feel like, I'm not saying I'm better than this now, but I in high school I did, like,
sure.
I was probably so socially awkward that I probably came off as a dick. But now I like in your 30s, I'm just kind of like, well, I'll talk to anybody.
Yeah. And it's like
This is not.
everybody's a roughly the same, you know, it's just like it, I don't know. Yeah, it'll come. It'll come. You just got to get a little older and be like, "Eh, I'm not so great. I'm
I
just
ain't
a
that great.
guy."
Yeah.
And it's also like it's not so scary. I think that's the other thing too. It's just like
Yeah,
not so
everyone's
scary.
just waiting for someone else to break the ice,
Yeah.
honestly, I think.
It's not so scary.
It ain't so scary, man.
People
It
are
ain't so
all right.
scary.
It's not so scary.
Now I just be saying shit.
I'm just like, I fell over. And they're like, oh, leave this man here. Leave him here.
I was already with my. I was like, I'm gonna have a lot to say because I got a lot to talk about with. Why can I never think of the show's name when I'm like talking about it? It's the Nick the Jonas Brothers show where they're trying to find the one famous person in the house.
I don't know. You told me about it a lot, and
I tell you about it a lot, but I've been watching the first season
yeah,
now, and
you tell
like
me
I
that a
was like,
lot.
I got a lot to say about this show, and then nobody would look at me at dinner to talk about.
Hey, yeah. Try talking to someone. It's not so bad. Most people are because I see a lot of people. And I'm like, there's a bunch of jerks around here. But if you talk to or be like, hey, sorry about that, when you spill macaroni all over them, they're like, hey, no worries, man. You like
We did. I
macaroni
think
too?
the only thing people were really bonding over at our table was that the wax on the candles was melting really fast. So we all like to point that out to each other and then go back to our little groups.
Do you think about wax?
I was like, our wax is going a lot faster than your guys's, and they'd be like, yeah, it sure is. And then,
Wax race, then you have a wax race.
yeah, and
I
they'd
bet
go
you
back to their
$28.
thing,
They'll be like,
and then
so
I'd turn
anyway,
back.
The Office. Nobody knows our references.
The Office.
Nobody knows our Office references.
So I know
Nobody.
we had two movies that we were thinking of doing, and I know one of them was about the eclipse, which is very timely for us now that we're like 2 weeks
We
late.
decided not to do it when it would have been appropriate.
Yeah. Well, we weren't on that day.
No, or we were on another level, I think.
We're on another level that people wouldn't
They wouldn't
understand.
understand if they would just be like, what? These guys are wacky. What?
If they came to one of our family events, they'd be like, what? That's so fascinating and over my little
Wacky.
pea brain.
They should give them a show. Should give these guys a wacky show.
God fucking damn it. Ow. Sorry, cat
Yeah, don't
jumped
do
on
that.
sunburn.
Don't do that.
He jumped right on my sunburn. He loves to do it. Yeah, so we had another one too, because we had the one about the eclipse, which I only sort of remember, but we'll get into, and we'll find something new if we don't remember everything that we talked about. But didn't we have a second idea?
Well, it'll be pretty easy. So let's think here. We'll do this off the cuff. We'll do a movie. It's a famous movie that everybody has seen that does not have a sequel. Or,
Oh, so we're starting over. We're just picking a new one.
well, yeah, because we didn't come into it, you know. I think we should
Okay.
just we'll do it fresh.
Okay.
Or
What's
not.
a
What?
movie that I keep telling you keep shooting down that I can just tell you on the
Oh
cuff
shit,
and not
and then
gonna
I'll be
have
like, uh-oh, I can't think of any
to?
movie. We'll have to do it.
Oh, fuck this bitch.
Ghostbusters?
We
No,
did
we did
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. The Ring of
Have we
Ghostbusters.
done? Oh, were we gonna do Jumanji?
Yes, we can do Jumanji.
That's what. Okay, yeah. What's Jumanji? Jumanji was part of this, the eclipse, wasn't it?
No, Jumanji wasn't part of the close. No.
Okay, well, Jumanji 2, not Zathura in space, but just plain Jumanji 2.
Right.
Okay.
Jumanji 2, pretty much
So
the
we
same.
did sort of talk about this though, because we talked about if it was Jumanji 2, if it would be a whole other board game. Kind of like Zathura was a whole other board game, that, like, because you know, this is the time where they're starting to do more. They're like, they just did the Barbie movie, and now I think that Margot Robbie is like on a Sims movie and a Monopoly movie, I think. So this is board game movies times.
Okay.
So I know that we had kind of talked about Jumanji 2 and then being like, what game would we do instead of Jumanji that a person could get sucked into? Or should they just get sucked into Jumanji again? Is this just finding the actual game Jumanji again?
Here's what they'll get sucked into. Jumanji 2.
What?
That's what the game is called.
The game is Jumanji 2. How's is but it's still a board game?
It's still, well, it's, you know, it's new. It's got new
Because I
rules.
mean,
It's.
they do have a new Jumanji movie that they like updated and made it a video game, but this is still
Right.
Jumanji, but it's Jumanji 2, the board game, and it comes out.
Yeah.
But it would have to, would it just have whole new rules? Is it a different region? Is it the Arctic?
Yes, it's the Arctic.
It's the
Yes,
Arctic.
that's what I, that's it. You got it.
So they're no longer in the jungle. They're in the Antarctica or
Just a very cold area with,
a
and
cold area.
well, we don't want to specify exactly, you know, it's the jungle because you want to throw anything. You want
Okay.
killer whales, you want puffins, you want penguins, you want
Yeah,
walruses.
you don't want some Neil deGrasse Tyson type coming in being like,
Right.
actually, the
Well, they're in this
puffins would
region.
die in the environment you put them in. I'd be like, fuck you, Neil.
Yeah, shut up. Tell that to the creators of Jumanji 2 in universe. Like, it's a fictional game in the universe, right? You're
Yeah.
telling me that like it's wrong because somebody created that? Isn't it more realistic because somebody created it with, you know, with a lot of misinformation in it? Jerk?
Yeah, jerk.
Dummy?
Jer
Moron?
I was trying to respond to Mom sent me a happy Earth Day text,
Oh yeah,
and
she
I was
sent me that
trying to
too.
respond while you were type like talking, and I the first time I accidentally wrote happy birthday. And then the second time I wrote Happy Earth Daddy. So I'm getting there.
I know I can't text when I talk either. Sometimes I don't want to look at what I wrote because I'm like either concentrating on texting and my speech is just all over the place, or I'm like just writing whatever.
Yeah.
I just hearted it because I didn't know it was Earth Day.
Because you don't care about
Kill
mom.
me. I
Yeah,
was
I'll kill
littering
you.
earlier.
You were.
I was littering. I was just
You know
throwing
what,
garbage
Pitt?
out the window.
It'll never sit right with me that people don't understand that throwing their cigarette butts out the car is the same as littering. I feel like anyone that wouldn't normally just throw trash outside their window will throw their
Well, they'll throw
cigarette
their
butts out
cigarette
the window,
butts
no
out.
problem. Why do they think that that's. We don't have to get into it, but that just makes me so mad because I'm just like, why do you think that that's not litter?
Because of pop culture telling us it's cool to do. Used to see somebody in a movie littering, they're an asshole, flicking a cigarette out, they're cool.
It's not biodegradable. It's like paper
Tell
and
that
like
to
cotton.
Bruce Willis.
I'll call Bruce.
Tell
I'm
that
like,
to
you
Bruce
know, the
Willis.
substance that is within a cigarette is not just biodegradable things.
Hey, Kelly,
He'll be
thanks
like,
for coming. I really appreciate all this new information. I'll take it into an account
that's a
when I
really
make
good
my next
Bruce
movie.
impression. That's
Take it
exactly what
into
he
an
sounds
account is
like.
what I said on accident. Yeah, I know.
Bruce will always listen to everything you have to say before he responds.
Yeah, Bruce is great. Actually, it's funny because I'm looking at Jumanji Wikipedia page. And we hadn't read it yet. And right here it says that Bruce Willis was the second choice to play Alan Parrish, the Robin Williams role.
Oh, I was like, yes, he's a little old for it. Okay, yeah.
He was going to be the
I
kid version.
it
He was supposed to play the child.
He grows into Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a New York cop.
and I'm here at the shoe factory, and I accidentally got one of the shoes stuck in the thing. What are you going to do about it, Dad? It was an accident.
You know, like we always say, just do whatever you want, and we'll be home later. We're not going to ask any questions about it.
I was beaten up by bullies again, Dad, outside the shoe factory.
Okay, son. Well, seems like, I don't know, have anything else.
Seems like things could really change for me if I had new shoes. Don't you think, Dad?
They go. They changed all of history in that movie. They did, though, because they went back in time and altered the past.
How'd they alter the past?
Because they reset everything. So a bunch of stuff had happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Alan gets sucked into the Jumanji board, and then it goes to the future where Alan comes back when the kids play the game, and his lady friend at the time, she has all her problems now, and you know the guy that he got fired has some issues, and that sucks for them. But what about all the other people in the world, right?
You think that Alan's life was substantial enough to change everybody's world?
They literally went back in time and
to help Alan out of the
but
game.
Any little thing. Did you see the butterfly effect? Did you see
no.
it?
No.
With what's that guy's name?
Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he checks the mailbox and there's a bomb inside?
Oh no.
Because
hate
of a butterfly. Because of
that
a butterfly.
That should just happen in Jumanji.
This will happen to Jumanji too, is a butterfly. But it should
they
maybe...
should go back in time, and then he's now Bruce Willis, and that's the whole thing.
That'll be funny. Okay, so it'll be like a Back to the Future situation where they're just like suddenly his dad is all cool. I mean, I guess it's the same idea. But instead
But he still has all the same problems.
Yeah, he's still a wimp.
He got beat up on the way home.
He's still ruining people's whole lives because he destroys their prototype shoe.
That was fucked up. Like he sent that shoe flying around the whole factory.
He's like, gee whiz, and then he lied about it. Got the guy, ruined his design that like could have like made him a billionaire. Ruined his shoe design, and then also lied and got him fired.
That guy. Well, he lied by. I don't think he lied. I think the guy just took the fall for him, right?
Yeah, but that's when you're like, hey, listen, I thank you, but because his dad's not mean. Like, we've seen like a couple of times, he's like, Dad, you know, I love you. And his dad's like, hey, thanks, son. Like, I love you too. We've got a good relationship.
Right.
I tell you this stuff, it's okay. Like, I accept that. I'm a good guy. Like, this is all dialogue at the end of the movie. He's just going on and on about it. His dad's not like a terrible man. If he was like, listen, this guy had nothing, except for, it was really shitty of him to do that when it might have been an accident, but like to fire that man. But like, I don't know. It's just, it seems like if the son was like, it was me, the dad would have been like, I told you not to mess around with that. Like, you got to be careful. You know,
now
that's
I'm
going to be
fucking kill you.
Yeah, then he slaughters him. What if it is that kind of Jumanji 2 is just trying to go back and get the past exactly right.
Okay.
And so Alan keeps like coming back and then being like, okay, I'm going to do it right this time. And then he fucks everything up worse than it was. So he goes back and he's like, okay, let's play Jumanji. And then he plays Jumanji, gets sucked back in, goes to the future, battles all the way through, you know, another Jumanji movie. There's another Jumanji movie that comes out. Looks about the same.
If we did that, what initially got messed up so bad that he felt like he had to go back and change it? So, like, we're at the end of Jumanji. Mm-hmm. We think everything's perfect again. And then, like, something has to happen where there's kind of like, this is fucked up enough that we have to go back and try to fix it.
Okay, so they go back in time. They tell the big thing that happens is that Alan and Alan's, what's the lady's name? I only know Alan because I just looked up
Alan
Alan
and a
Wikipedia.
long-haired, curly woman.
Sarah is her name. Sarah
Sarah,
Whittle,
yeah.
played by Bonnie Hunt. Alan and Sarah tell the children, Judy and we'll call the young one
Peter.
Peter. Is the other one's name Judy then? Yeah,
I
because that's
think so.
Kirsten Dunst, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so why is Peter billed so low? Okay, so Judy and
He's just a
Peter.
boy.
He's just a boy. He does.
Like,
Yeah.
I don't think he'd done as
Throw
much.
him down. He's not going to complain. Hey, I was more popular in the movie than that. You know,
Just
that's all they're going to say. They're
a
like, listen, you're a young boy. There's adults that are older than you. And, you know, just deal with it, is what they
boy. Lord
told him.
help him, he's just a
You'll be a
boy.
star, kid. Oh, okay. I'll wait until my turn is ready. Until my time is ready. And then he just never came. Or maybe it did. I don't know who Bradley Pierce is. Is he famous? Probably not. Okay. There you go. He got his time in the sun. So they, okay. So Alan and Sarah run into Peter and Judy's parents. And they're the whole thing, the whole part of the plot of Jumanji is that they, the parents die, right? Somehow in a plane crash or something. They're taking a trip, they're taking a plane crash, and then like they're the parents are like, oh, we're about to go on vacation here. And then Alan's like, and Alan and Sarah are like, no, together. Like, don't do that. I need you to work tomorrow. And they're like, we have a fucking vacation planned. Like, if you need it that bad, like, sorry, we booked a flight, you know, we booked this
Sorry.
vacation. So now
Sorry.
here's what happens, right? Here's maybe it's just something small he perceives as a bigger deal, but Alan is like, you have to start. So because he knows like a plane's gonna crash, instead of like telling, I don't remember if it's a plane crash. So if it's not a plane crash, please tell me about it. Please.
What are you talking like? What do you mean? It's not a plane crash. Is
It
this
might,
something that
maybe they
happened?
died in a ski accident, is what I'm saying. I don't
Oh, you're
remember if it
trying to
was a
figure out
plane
how the
crash.
parents died before they started living with Lilith.
I'm saying, yeah, because I'm saying that maybe it was skiing. I keep thinking skiing, so maybe it's skiing, because if it was a plane crash, really what Alan should have done is go to the airport and be like, this plane is going to
Well, it's hard to
crash.
remember because remember the whole point, well, not the point. But the girl kept lying about it, remember? Every time people would ask her, she'd lie about how the parents died.
I
And
do remember
the
that.
boy wouldn't talk.
The boy was silent.
He was silent. And then she goes, he was like, "What are they gonna do to you if you keep lying?" And she goes, "What are they gonna do to you if you don't
You
start
stop
talking?"
talking. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Jumanji expert Kelly. Jumanji expert Kelly.
She's not lying.
Oh, is she just changing with the changes of the game?
Yes, so somehow they die and it changes, and she's lived all of them. She
Interesting.
knows. Now she's just apathetic towards everything because
She
she
deals with death all
knows.
day, she knows.
She deals with death all day. She knows eventually it's going to come back around. Until then, that's too why they're like immediately like, no, like you have to start, because literally, like, if you go anywhere, you're going to die. Like, whatever it is about you two, you keep dying when you go on this trip. Little does he
Like,
know, they
booby
have to
call.
die.
Oh, ba-ba-bum.
Because if they don't die, then something else. I don't know. That's what we're coming up with.
Well, when the stakes are high. Listen, if you don't die, then I don't know something
Something
else.
else probably happens. I don't know. Seems important that you
Oh, holy
die.
shit. We gotta die. We gotta die to save something else happening.
But that's what we'll figure out.
Okay. So how does this tie back into the game then?
Because they keep
So
having to play
if
the game.
they keep having to play the game and there's like different scenarios that they're dying.
They keep playing the game and then thinking like, okay, don't do this. like, whatever you do, don't go on a ski trip. Like, in, like, we bought you a pass for, like, you know, a scuba adventure. Or we bought you just a nice, quiet, like, relaxing. And it's a Final Destination scenario where it's just, like, you just, no matter what you fucking do, you can't avoid it. You're dead, right?
Okay, here's a thought then.
Okay.
So, let's say that they keep going to these places that, okay, so there's some kind of airborne disease that is showing up in, like, environments. And so they keep sending them to these environments like the jungle, like a random rainforest, because they're trying to go to exotic locations. And then the only place that they could find that did not have the virus was the cold temperatures. I'm not going to say a place because we're sticking to no just places. Cold.
Yeah.
But like a cold environment. And then that's when they get transported to the cold environment. And then, okay, so they transport the parents to the cold environment. And then they realize that the parents are stuck there because it wasn't like a real, like that's not a destination for like travel. And so they have to go into the game maybe to save them. I'm trying to figure out how to tie it all together because like the parents are in this new situation. They've been saved from death, but they got transported to an area where they're being hunted by a polar bear. And so they have to like go into the game to save them. I'm trying to get them back into the game.
Is the inventor of Jumanji 2.
Whoa, and okay.
Somebody in the future was stuck in Jumanji 2 and is now coming back in time to make sure that he dies so that he does not invent Jumanji 2. So he doesn't have to get stuck. But every time that they do that, the parents die, they have to go back into Jumanji 1, go back, make sure the parents are alive again, go into the future, make sure whatever they do, don't do that. This dude that gets stuck in Jumanji 2 goes back in time, kills the parents, and then goes back. And is like, why the fuck do I have to keep playing Jumanji 2? I killed them. But it turns like that.
His only option is murder. Like, there's no way to stop a guy from making a game, but like, killing him and his wife.
Yeah, he's
and
not
he keeps coming to that conclusion every time. Why won't you die? Why don't you just take his prototypes? No, he has to fucking die.
Well, here's the kicker, too, is that he doesn't remember that he's already been through this. Because he goes back in time as well. So his first plan is always to kill them.
Okay.
He's not ever come up with a second plan.
All right. I'll allow it. So how does this get them to the Arctic? I want them in the Arctic.
They're in the Arctic because the kid keeps playing, forgetting that he's played Jumanji 2.
So Jumanji 2 is just already Arctic.
Jumanji 2 is Arctic themed, yeah.
Okay.
So the dad picks up Jumanji. He's like, Jumanji, yes. What an interesting idea.
There should be a second one, but in the dark.
What's a place that's different than the jungle, but has stuff in it? Let me think for a moment.
Sean Connery plays this man.
Well, yes, of course. And it's in
Sean
the past.
Connery. It should be more, you know how women are always playing mothers to actresses that are like 2 years younger than them. Mm-hmm. This will be Bruce Willis's and Sean Connery's version of that.
Because I don't think
you're my son. You're only 18 years old.
I have to keep reminding you because people don't seem to remember that you're supposed to be 18.
My God, Bruce. I mean, 13. I don't know. You're a young boy. You're a young boy that gets beat up on the playground, Bruce.
You're actually younger than 18, so we'll figure
your
that out.
Your hairline is unfortunate for your age.
That'll be the most quoted line in the whole movie.
Alan,
it'll be on t-shirts. It'll be on the tagline.
Your hairline is unfortunate for your age.
Your hairline.
It's your noble figure.
It's unfortunate for your age. Your hairline is unfortunate.
Stop saying it. He says that in a different way every time they go back in time. It's the only thing that's consistent.
His dad turning around and saying that Alan... heartbreaking line because it broke his heart. It broke his heart. And
Alan
he doesn't...
remembers it every time.
This is Alan too, as well. Because this is Arctic guy, right?
Yeah.
Or are we recasting?
I don't know.
This movie was made in 1997, by the way. So that's why these people are around.
Yeah. Everyone's alive at this point.
Yeah. So
and at their height of their careers.
Yes. So Bruce Willis plays young 13-year-old Alan Too is his name in the movie. Who just he's the guy who happened to go through, he's the Robin Williams of this movie. And
So who's playing the mom? So we've got Sean Connery. We need like a top of the line 90s actress to be playing his wife that is also evading death.
Yeah.
Top of the
Julia
line.
Roberts.
Okay. That's what's the age difference there?
That's the best part.
We don't know because we have no concept of how old anybody is.
Well, that'll make it even more confusing because she was probably younger, or I don't
know. She's got to be way younger than Sean Connery. I think
I'm saying Bruce Willis, not Sean Connery. She's definitely younger.
I was about to say, I don't think that we're that confused.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what the age difference between her and Bruce is.
And she'll have a little bit of make fun, but she's supposed to be really old. Or at least as old as Sean Connery. So she kind of says, done? And that'll be confusing, extra confusing too, because this Bruce Willis is supposed to be 13. So his parents wouldn't be that old, but they're playing, one is Sean Connery and the other one's playing as if she's like 70.
She's always she's always in bed and she's always beckoning him over there to say that his hairline is unfortunate for his age.
Yeah.
Alan, too. Come, come to my chambers, Alan, too.
Yeah, they live. It's supposed to be 97, but they appear to live like it's like 100 years ago at least. And the way they talk and the way they act. And...
Your hairline, Alan, too. It's unfortunate.
Alan, too. And then she dies.
But only for your
ghost.
Age.
She's a ghost living in the movie.
I'm sick of these goddamn mean-ass ghosts.
That's a line from later. Wait, Mom? Is what he says. Because she's real mean to him. And then, yeah.
We should start selling merch for this podcast before anyone even listens to it.
For this movie, Jumanji 2. It says, wait, Mom?
I'd wear that. I just wear it. It says, wait, Mom? Question mark.
Yeah, we'll start working on those new shoes. But
yeah, they'll all just be black shirts with white text on them that just say, "Your hairline is unfortunate for your age." Sean Connery.
All the quotes will be listed on the shirt. It's all not like in order. Like it's like. It's just like the different ones, and then there's a like a line underneath it, and then the next quote is underneath that, and then there's a line, and
but it'll say a tribute as the attribution. It'll have a dash, and it'll be like Sean Connery to Bruce Willis.
Yeah, I won't even use their character names. We'll have a
13 years old.
13-year-old Bruce Willis.
We should keep adding information. 13, actor Bruce Willis playing 13-year-old
Alan
to as grown man Bruce Willis, 1997, cast by Kelly and Paul in Jumanji 2.
Film Jumanji 2.
Sean Connery, no extra info.
Yeah, it specifies that the info is concluded.
I'm going to make that shirt.
I'll make that shirt and I'll just put it on TeePublic and I'll see how many sales we get.
That's not the worst sale. I just put like random like Jumanji 2 quotes. Like a movie that doesn't exist. I know there is a Jumanji 2 technically, or like
yeah,
there could be a
yeah,
movie
technically, but
considered.
it's called Zathura, so it's not even
Yeah,
Jumanji.
or like the new one, but because now there is a Jumanji 2, but it's the new Jumanjis. So there's not a Jumanji.
Yeah.
It'll be Jumanji 1995 2 is what it'll say. Jumanji parentheses 1995 2.
Alan 2, played by Bruce Willis, 1997 Bruce Willis. Yeah, I'll make them. That's
Yeah.
what I'll spend at my day at work tomorrow
Say
doing.
Bruce Willis and then like specify 1997 Bruce Willis. And he was angry.
As informed by Sean Connery, no extra info in parentheses.
No extra info at this time.
We should also sell them as like signs you can put in the yard.
Right.
And
Yes.
Bumper stickers.
Bumper stickers and signs. And like a sign that is sticky on one sign. So you could stick it to the back of your car if you want. And if like
You
grass.
A bumper sticker?
No. A sign. It's a big sign in the yard that's very sticky on one side.
You can put it on your car.
Yes, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that I'm just describing a bumper sticker, but it's like, you know, there's it's
you're saying it's larger than a bumper
it's
sticker.
It's larger and it's like on plywood or something.
You're not like, this is not the normal 2x8 bumper sticker you're
Right.
used to seeing. This is like a long one.
And it's also like you leave it out in your yard because it could also be a sign.
I see,
But
okay.
stuff gets stuck to it because it's sticky. And it's like if it's windy out, like, and there's stuff that blows around, it'll get stuck to it.
So, like, the worst thing you could have, just like covered in bugs and grass.
Eventually, though, it'll kind of be cool. You can kind of see, like, oh, yeah. You can kind of tell how old the sign is by how much shit is stuck in the bag.
You can tell it's really a Jumanji 2 sign because it's covered in ladybugs.
Look at all these ladybugs. This is from 1997, folks. Bruce Willis. Yeah,
It's
just
for all the fucking aphids you tried to eat in my yard, bitches.
I haven't thought about aphids for a while. I
Oh, you're
haven't.
missing out.
I
You're
forgot
missing out.
about the little guys. I was obsessed with those little guys.
You were obsessed with
I
aphids?
have loved bugs as a kid. I should be a bug man today.
I do. I also love bugs. I was just thinking, because, like, you know how, like, certain merch of, like, cartoons, like, really,
Yes.
like, sucks you back? I feel like I was looking at, like, someone just posted an old, like, VHS tape of A Bug's Life, because they all had, like, the different, like, you could buy different copies with different bugs as the main bug on the front. And I was like transported into 1999, like my whole brain, because like it was so fun to get the merch for A Bug's Life. Like I made the joke on Twitter. I was like, if I was like in a cult, I feel like that nostalgia was strong enough that you could start showing me like stuffed animals of like the ants. And I'd be like,
Yeah,
holy
yeah.
shit. Holy shit. I'm in
I
third
love it.
grade. I'm so excited to get like these stuffed animals. I loved Dot. Like I loved Princess, I forget her name, but the voiced by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Queen Ant. I
Jesus.
loved that movie.
Yeah, well, I loved it. It really sucks
And I
me back.
loved the merch. It sucks me back.
That really sucks me back.
I see you didn't like that phrasing.
I've just been laughing over here this whole time. I'm just, what a weird.
What should I have said, Paul? What should I? What's a more appropriate way to go back in time?
I
If
guess
not to
just,
be fucked by it.
you know, take. That's another word you could use. No, I think sucks you back is the new way that it should be said. I'm not thinking it's a bad thing. I'm just. You know, I just thought it was really, really funny. This whole
It's
time, you're.
fucked in the ass back all the way.
Really sucks me back. Not bad, not bad.
Not bad
Yeah,
at
bugs
all.
are. We had the bug bowl, you know. I was a
The
bug
bug, we,
guy.
yeah, you were a bug guy. We were
I had
all,
ant
what, you,
farms.
yeah, I was just researching ant farms recently because I
I'm
was
gonna
thinking
get
about,
one.
I'm gonna get one too. We should
I'm
both
gonna
get one
get
and like,
one.
okay, let's see, let's be competitive ant farmers.
Let's do it seriously. I had an ant farm
I
when I was
love
a
that
kid.
idea.
Don't get
I
your
would,
ants
well,
in the mail.
I was literally just looking at ant farms on Amazon. Like two days ago, I was like really into finding one.
I know.
I couldn't find one that was adult enough. You know
I
what I'm
hear you.
saying?
I hear you.
I kept like looking, and I was like just like the I found one that was like almost enough because I want to be a sophisticated person with an ant farm. I don't need a child's ant farm in my
Right.
house. You know what I'm saying?
I
So
do.
like, I don't know. I think it's gonna take some time, but there's got to be like somewhere that can find like a nice looking adult ant farm.
How is not one human created something like that? And I'm sure there's
Right?
something that maybe is like it's too expensive. We need something in the middle that's nice,
Yeah.
built well, looks good. And it's just kind of like an aquarium where you just kind of walk in and just like, I'm gonna watch this for a little bit. I'm gonna watch these
Yeah.
ants work
And it's
and
not
I'm gonna
as
chill out
time
with it a
and
little
because
bit.
aquariums is too much work. Like
Aquariums are too much work. Agreed.
I had fish for a while. I never agreed to have fish. I had fit what well, we are we all know the story now. I had a pond. Raccoons were hurling fish around my yard. I decided to get rid of the pond. I was draining it, thinking all the fish were dead. I had two fish in there. I went and bought an aquarium. The rest is history. I had fish for a while because of that. Finally, the last fish died and I got rid of everything.
Finally, yeah.
Finally. Now I took care of him
I
and
know.
I tried everything as well as I could, but I did not want fish ever. But I didn't like it was cruel to just be like, oh, fish is flopping around. You don't just let it
You
die
don't
like
let
that.
it die. No way.
Yeah. So I what else do you do than buy hundreds of dollars worth of aquarium to keep your 30-cent fish alive?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I did all that
Maybe
and
a
then
bowl.
now
Maybe a fish
they can't
bowl.
survive in a fishbowl. We all know that now.
We're just two lost souls living in a fishbowl.
You know, like one goldfish needs 10 gallons of water to survive.
Oh, we're so
They were
cruel to
never
animals.
supposed to
We're
be
so
in,
cruel to
like, I know, it's insane
animals. Could you
that
imagine
we
just
are
being
just.
plucked out of something and just told that your new life is just like walking? You know, like, here's an area that's too small for you to live. And I don't know
Yeah.
why you keep dying, but
Yeah.
sorry,
It's
because I wanted to
because like
get you
goldfish
something
like
else.
need like so much like 'cause they need like 10
Yeah.
gallons. They need a filter. They need like running water in their tanks. So I think that growing up, I don't even think it's as common anymore. I don't think they even try to sell those fish bowls as often as they did before. But like when we were kids, they would just sell you the bowl and the goldfish and then you're like, "Oh yeah, goldfish don't live that long. Like they only live like a week or a half." But
Yeah.
those are just fish suffocating and dying in a week and a half that are supposed to live for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And
It's
it's
fucked
sad
up.
because fish do have like personalities and like they like to be pets. They know you when you come in. Like I hated my fish, but whenever I came home, it would be like, "Hey, bitch." And then I'd
Why
feed
did you
it.
hate it? I can't imagine. Sounds lovely. Sounds so nice.
It was always yelling at me. Like it would look at I would walk through there and it was huge by the
Yeah.
time like it but when it died like when I got it out of the tank it was like twice the size of my hand.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was he fucking huge and it was only like a 30-cent fish that like lived in the little pond outside my house. But yeah, we've gone too far. So we both want ant farms. We're gonna find ant farms.
We're gonna get
Now let's get
competitive ant farming. Don't get your ants in the mail. They'll come dead.
Oh, then where do I get my ants? Do I have to go
Dig them
outside and
out.
find them?
Dig them out.
Is that fair? How do they get a queen?
You gotta get the queen. You gotta dig deep enough to get the
I have to
queen.
dig outside until I find a fucking queen ant.
I don't know. Maybe do a little bit more research because I all this information I'm pulling is from when I was like 8 years old. So perhaps just Google the rest of it because I do not know if that's unclear to you. Yeah, I have not done any additional research.
I'm out there digging. Like, I'm trying to make my adult ant farm and I can't find any ants.
What I remember doing is A, getting my ants in the mail and then being dead, because you have to have the queen, and then B, going to the yard and digging up an ant hole until I found a queen. But this
You
sounds just...
actually fucking did that?
This is why I'm telling you this, but like, this is my memory of it. But like
okay.
all my memories, I tell it to mom. She's like, what are you talking about? So
I don't think that it's that easy. So I don't think that you were out there
we'll
digging
research.
for a queen.
I don't know. I mean, I used to dig in those ant hills all the time. And
I'm not
and
arguing
plus,
that.
You know what? I played all of Sim Ant. So I am very aware of how ants work and how they operate. So,
oh, it's
I know
sad
how
to
to
think
dig.
about if you're thinking about it in Bug's Life terms, where they all have personalities and families and like people that they're trying to come home to, and then you come
Right.
out there with your shovel, you dig up that old queen,
Yoink.
and then you put Julia Louis-Dreyfus in our tanks,
Yeah. Well,
and she's
if
like,
they're
"Where's
popular enough,
Flick?"
the ants will come. You know, they'll come save her.
If they're popular.
I'll
I
put
think
it
I've
that.
already told this on the pod before, but I remember, I still feel awful for this, but I remember when we lived in that house, it was the house in the country that we lived in after we moved back from Kentucky. And I think that house was haunted. There's, I don't remember what the inside of it even looked like. I remember the outside of it,
I
but it was
remember
like a
the exact
square.
layout. It was
Really?
terrifying.
Yeah, it was the whole thing. I was scared of that house. I think because it was so scary, I spent a lot of my time outside, which was also scary because it was
It was
covered by
scary out
corn.
there.
It was surrounded by corn, and there was like this weird playground. But anyway, I found most of the bugs that were a part of A Bug's Life. I think I was only missing like the stick bug or like the weird ones. But I found like the pincher bugs. I found the roly polies. I found ants, and I put them all in a tank together. Not with the idea. I wasn't there
You
for
weren't
them
trying
to
to fight
fight.
him. Yeah. You
But
invented
I don't know.
Pokemon.
I guess so. I did. And then they all, a lot of them killed each other or just died. But I don't know. That's like the worst thing to me though, too. When I see like people, like, I do not like when people, I know that nature is its own thing. And like, if an animal kills each other outside, that's nature. But I really, really, really get sick to my stomach when I see people like put two animals
No.
together. In like knowing that they're going to die, because that's not natural selection. That's them picking something to die. Like, I don't even think I could have a snake as a pet. Like, I love snakes, and I appreciate that
I hear you.
out in the wild that they are eating toads and mice and all that. But I am not going to pick a mouse and put it in a tank, knowing that that's its fate. Like, that's me killing
That
that
was such a
mouse.
bad
That's not
feeling. Yeah.
nature. That's me picking a mouse to die.
We did have a snake, and of course it got out, because that's what happens to snakes when you have them. But we had a snake, and Tom used to go, and our brother used to go and get the mice, and it's just like, I can't. This is like horrifying, because it's like, could you imagine? I'm just thinking about getting like your little tiny creature, and someone drops you into it's just the most horrific situation, where it's just like,
That's so
if
fucking
you're
sad.
Running around, like, you know the danger, like, watch out for snakes. But if it's like, it's you and the snake, man, and like, those, whenever, even when they put bugs into fight, I do not like it.
I
It makes
do not like that. I
comfortable.
don't like any, like, I don't know. I had a friend that was like posting a video of just like holding an ant over like like it was another bug that like kills ants. And I'm like, you can't fucking do that. Like, that ant, like, that's not natural selection. That's you fucking it up. Like, if that ant was supposed to die, that ant would have been killed by that thing. And that's nature. Like, you can't stop that. But you holding that ant over that other bug, you killed that ant. And you're a,
Okay.
like,
You're a
that's fucked up
murderer.
to me. I hate
No.
that. I just hate
Yeah.
it. Like, I understand it's not the worst thing in the world. And I understand all
Yeah,
those
that
same
was
people
kidding
will
about
just tell you.
murderer. Yeah.
Yeah, all those people will just say back like that it's just natural, but it's not natural when you're like, I couldn't even do the feeder fish shit, because like when I worked at PetSmart, there was fish that ate other fish, and as I once I got moved to the department that was like the in charge of the animals, I could never do that part. I was like, you can feed the feeder fish to the other fish, but I'm not selecting the fish, especially when they come from the same tank as the fish that could go find homes or go into ponds. Those are the same fucking fish. So, like, I'm supposed to select the fish, and at my selection, they're either going into the tank to get eaten by other fish or a pond to just swim around and be thrown around by raccoons in someone's yard. I don't know. I have a lot of issues with that shit. I don't like it at all. And then it's supposed to be better too when, because I think Tom, I know that Tom, when Tom had the snake, there was like times he got the live mice, and then it's supposed to be better when you get like the little frozen, like infant mice, which felt better as a human. Like, I don't know. You're just kind of like, oh, it wasn't even a real mouse yet, but it's still sad. I don't know.
It's always sad. Especially, like you said, it doesn't need to happen, you know?
Yeah.
It just makes, like, makes me feel bad.
I'm having issues, like, because I don't live in a rural area, but I live in, like, a part of the city where you're going to get mice every once in a while. And I, for the longest time, I tried to catch them humanely, and I had to, like, set up my first kill trap, and it's so sad. Like, I don't like that. But I'm just like, you can't be in my house either.
I know.
Should I just get a snake that, like, just roams
the house?
There you
go, and it's just like, well, that's what our cats just took care of business, and it's like, that sucks, but, like, I'm not telling the cats to do it. They're just good mousers, or one of them is, you know?
Wouldn't it be cool if my cats were good mousers that didn't look...
I'll let you
there
borrow.
There was a mouse in the room with us, and they just both looked at me like, what the fuck is that? Am I right?
Yeah, good luck to you, you know? And whatever we can do, you know, just let us know, you know? Yeah.
I see you. You got a new pet in the house. That's cool. That's neat.
Yeah, our cats.
I'm like, why do you both suck? I
why
should
do
at
you
least have
both
one.
Suck? Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Chubby should be taken, because, like, Cub Bug at least only has one arm. So he's, I don't know. Chubby should be picking up the slack, but Chubby's just he's sickly, so I can't really get too mad at him either. Anyway, they're both beautiful creatures.
Well, that's our intermission cat talk, so you know it's coming, because I don't even eat right.
Our either. Cat, well, we both have two cats that don't do shit, and we like to talk about them.
Yeah. Our cats are just fucking bastards, and we have to live with it. Okay, so Jumanji 2.
Jumanji 2, which we've sort of gotten into, but not really at all. We have not gotten to the Arctic.
Yeah, well, the premise is that the Jumanji 1 happens. They save the parents. The parents invent Jumanji 2.
Uh-huh.
And then Jumanji 2... gets Bruce Willis as a 13-year-old stuck inside of it. He goes to the future. He's pissed. He learns every time he has to relearn who created Jumanji 2. Then he has to go back. Somebody has to convince someone to help him win Jumanji 2. He goes back to his childhood, kills the parents of the original Jumanji, so that they are unable to create Jumanji 2. And then it goes all the way back to the beginning of Jumanji, because the parents are dead, so he tries to go back in time to save them, and history repeats itself over and over again.
Okay.
Until, I guess, what has to happen?
I don't know.
Because only Alan knows. I guess Alan and what did I, Sarah? Alan and Sarah know that, do they both know that this is happening, right? I think maybe just Alan is aware that he was gone back in time and that he can kind of relive everything. So Alan is just like, fuck, okay. So what am I going to do, you know?
What am I going to do? I'm going to fight bugs, and I'm going to get a night farm.
And then he keeps kind of waking up, and it's like, why do they keep dying? What am I doing wrong? No matter what I tell them, they keep dying. And then he's just, maybe he comes to the conclusion, it's like, maybe they're supposed to die. But then they die. And he finds the blueprints to Jumanji 2 under a pillow. And he
under a pillow.
Jumanji 2, because where the dad keeps it.
I like that this has just become like a really sad story about like time travel that hasn't introduced Jumanji 2 at all.
It's like... in there. I'm just like, I'm just like storyboarding it out right now, but it happens.
Okay. Okay. So where, what happens like in the Arctic? Like there has to be like a situation where like they're being chased by orca or they're like being hunted by a polar bear. There has to be that classic scene where they're like in some kind of hut. Because the whole thing with polar bears is supposed to be like, as soon as you see one, you're dead. Like,
right.
Polar bears are like the most deadly bears. So like, there's always like those like classic videos of people like inside a shelter where there's like the polar bear's like sniffing around it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, that guy's fucking dead.
It's over. Goodbye. Yeah.
So there's got to be that classic scene. So I guess, okay, so we've taken up a lot of time now. So it's like, I think that now we just kind of like have to, so we've got like the premise where we're like, okay, so this is the situation is the parents keep dying and they keep having to go back in time to build Jumanji 2 in a way that they stay alive and the other guy's trying to kill them. Bruce Willis is Alan 2. And he has to be in the Arctic. So there's got to be, I think we should just at this point find fun scenes in the Arctic for them to escape from. I don't think we're going to have a full movie of this by our time limit.
All right. No, I don't think so either. Because it's
so
quickly approaching.
It is quickly approaching. So I think, so we have like a vague storyline for Joe Dante to work with. He can fill out the kinks, but yeah, we're going to give him a few Arctic situations that are going to happen within Jumanji 2 Arctic that they're escaping. So let's, okay. So we already kind of have the polar bear one. So let's come up with one that is penguin related.
So the penguins are going to be the monkeys in this movie because penguins are the monkeys of the Arctic, right? We can all agree with that.
Of course.
Okay. So penguins are fucking stuff up. They're kind of the minions. They're kind of just the havoc bringers. They're running around. Our big bads are going to be, you know, we could have somebody out there hunting. I mean, it could be like a Yukon Cornelius kind of guy. Maybe
should we introduce a Yeti?
We could introduce a Yeti.
A Yeti is part of this and Cornelius figure is looking for that. So that'll be the hunter. Mm. You're right. As you just said, mm-hmm. But he's looking for Yetis. And these people are kind of in the crossfire of him finding his Yeti.
Yeah, because they are getting hunted by the Yeti and he's hunting the Yeti.
Okay.
So he's mad because, or maybe he's mad because they keep screwing something up. So he's getting pissed at them because he wants them to go away.
They keep making enough of a ruckus that the Yeti keeps avoiding mm-hmm. the spaces.
It's very timid.
So, so they're either getting caught in the traps that he has set out for the Yeti, or they're making ruckuses.
I like the traps thing. They keep like eating the like, the, oh, there's a big turkey leg. And then they go eat it, and then he comes, you're like, oh, that was for the Yeti.
Oh, you guys really grind my gears and suck me back to a time where I'm mad.
Another classic line that's going on all the shirts.
Oh my god, that's fun. Yeah. You guys really suck me back to a time where I'm mad. Hunter kind of like Cornelius in Rudolph. Yeah. Also hunting Yeti in Jumanji 2. Still working on it.
Working on the rest. As the script is being written. Still working out the kinks of this one. So the Yeti is the...
All of our t-shirts, by the way, should have a stamp in the corner that says approved by Joe Dante.
Yeah. And
That should be a shirt on its own too, just approved by Joe
Approved
Dante.
by Joe Dante. And then it just looks like they're wearing it, like that person is approved by Joe Dante. They're bragging that person, like it would just be a funny thing. Just like they talked to him once at like a bar, and he's like, "Hey man, I had a great idea for Gremlins 3," and he's like, "Yeah, you know, not the worst thing I've ever heard." And he's like, "Approved by Joe Dante."
Approved by Joe Dante.
It's not, yeah, you know.
How many, if I wrote a book, do you think if I put that on the back, if you'd have
Is he
legal
gonna
action against
check?
me? Yeah.
Like, is he gonna check?
It's gonna become a bestseller, Paul. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but that, t well, it, yeah, if it becomes a bestseller and it's like, it, he doesn't he look like a genius then? If it's like
He
every,
does.
he's like, I, yeah, I knew it was good. See?
I just know I'm gonna, okay, one of us is gonna just become famous as hell and we're gonna drag Joe Dante back
Yeah.
into directing where he's
Whether or
supposed
not
to
he
be.
wants it or not. Yeah.
I don't understand why he's not, because he is incredible. Like I love all Joe Dante movies. They're all rewatchable as fuck. Why isn't he doing more shit?
Maybe he's tired. Maybe he's tired.
Maybe he needs to get it together.
But oh, what about this for the orcas? And we'll do sort of a Mario 2 situation where the whales are in the water with, you know, shooting water up.
Okay.
But they're in there. They're on a, they're on like a broken piece of ice floating around, classic style, right?
The
And
orcas are on ice.
no. The people, Bruce and gang. We haven't
Okay.
really
Bruce
decided.
and King.
Joe Dante's gonna fill in the gaps as
Yeah,
the other
he's got
characters.
his work cut out for him for sure.
But Bruce and the gang, we are. They're running away from Yukon or whatever other threat, you know, penguins being jerks or whatever. They're floating out. They're like, okay, at least we're out here. We're safe. We can play more game. And they're like, something, something, orca, something, 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 something. That's what the clue says. Joe will fill in the gaps there. And then the orca, then it's like the water sprays up and they're like, oh, you know, oh no. And then water sprays up over here. And then it shoots them up into the air on their ice thing.
Okay.
And they're like, oh no. I don't know how they get out of that one because maybe it like it lands and it breaks in there. They breaks into sleds and they start sledding down a hill or something.
They
But
land on penguins and they start sliding on
oh.
penguins.
Oh, not bad. Okay. So they all land on these penguins and then the penguins are big and ugly. Like they all look like those emperor penguins,
It's
right?
like the Land Before Time too, where, or not Land Before Time. What's the movie where the eagle's bigger than any eagle that is in real life?
Oh, you're
It's
talking
Land Down
about
Under, Rescuers 2.
Rescuers Down Under.
Yeah, Rescuers Down Under. So that'll be like the penguins in this movie are just that big, where humans can successfully ride on them.
And they do weird head movements that are scary, and
Yeah,
they're very creepy.
absolutely.
But the main cast, Bruce and the gang, land on him. They're sliding down. It's sort of this big triumphant music because it's about to end. They have one more roll left, and the penguins crash. They roll into a little hut area. You were talking about a hut earlier. There's a hut. The game
I love
lands.
huts.
They hear like a, and they realize, oh, we're in the Yeti hut, or like the
Oh
Yeti's right there, and
no.
it pops up, and they roll real fast. They get the last roll. Someone wins. Everybody gets sucked into the Jumanji 2. It closes, and then they freeze to death in the Arctic.
Hell yeah.
No, they get transported home or whatever, and then they're like, oh, gotta kill that kid's parents.
And then there's like 12 minutes of the Yeti looking confused.
At least 12. I know. Yeah, 12 is perfect. Oh.
British, and then the British, and then
Oh,
the
because
British.
that means, what does that mean? What does that imply? That the Yeti is real. It's not
Oh.
part of the game. It exists in the world because it didn't get sucked into the board.
Oh,
Everything
yeah, the
else.
interesting. So this is really about Yetis being real at the end of it.
Exactly. Then the Yeti
That's
walks.
The lesson you learned.
Yeah.
That's another shirt. Yetis are real. That's the lesson you
That's the
learned,
lesson.
Jumanji.
just flat out, just, yeah, all, what the lesson of the movie is. Just a very plain text.
Jumanji 2 featuring Bruce Willis, Sean Connery, and others.
Yeah. To be determined.
This whole movie is just a very blatant merch hole.
I don't think it's the worst idea in the world. I'm sure this exists somewhere. Just make up movies, sequels, starring people. But for chaps. Why not?
Why not?
We do have to
if
wrap
it's
this
good
up.
enough for
But...
Joe Dante, it's good enough for us.
Yeah,
That's
that's
what
what
we
we
say.
That's our other shirt that we have.
Okay, I'll make it. I'm gonna make all these shirts on
It's good enough for
TeePublic.
Joe Dante. It's good enough for us. Joe Dante,
Hashtag
stamp
Joe
of
Dante.
approval. I didn't
Joe
like this.
Dante's biggest fan.
I feel like somebody, I won't say who, was poo-pooing the time traveling. Maybe saying it wasn't fleshed out enough. Maybe saying that there wasn't all the Arctic scenes. There weren't enough. But
That
personally,
sounds like me.
no, I don't want to say who. They know who they are, though. Personally, I think that it's going to be a huge success.
I think so too. I
Especially
don't
if
know
it
who the
had
person
come
you're
out
talking about
already
is.
in 2007, or no, 1997. Sorry,
1997. Well, I
but
think that was good.
Yeah.
I think we only got distracted by ant farms for a little bit, and
Yeah,
that's fine.
and we went into a whole thing about the morality of animal fighting, I guess. I don't know.
I don't want animals to fight. Anyway,
Yeah.
back to our chaotic.
That's it. It was 2 seconds. Just like, this is our plain as day. What we think. Anyway, back to it. Thanks, folks. You know, I don't care. You know, I'm sick of your shit. I'm sick of all your shit. I'm sick of it.
We love Brussels.
What?
We have a listener from Brussels.
Oh, yes, we do like that place. We love it, in fact.
We love it.
We love
Joe
it.
Dante loves it. Joe Dante loves it. We love it. Bruce Willis loves it.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Goodbye.